Case 37 of the Mumenkan, Joshu's Oak Tree in the Garden. A monk asked Joshu, with what intention did Bodhidharma come to China? Joshu answered, the oak tree in the front garden. Mumen's comments. If you can firmly grasp the essence of Joshu's answer, for you, there's no such Shakyamuni in the past and no Maitreya in the future. Mumon's poem. Words do not convey actualities. Letters do not embody the spirit of the mind. He who attaches himself towards words is lost. He who abides with letters will remain in ignorance. Today, I'd like to discuss two realities. One is incidental or chance. The other is having an absolute or undeniable nature. For example, I'm sitting here giving a talk. You are listening. Neither one of us has to be here. There is no absolute reason why we have to be here. We just have to be doing so. From this perspective, most of our life consists of incidental realities. Things could be taking place another way. On the other hand, there are some undeniable or absolute realities. For example, all living things die. There are no exceptions. No matter how much we oppose or resist it, everything dies. So while incidental realities just happen to come about, that could be changed by intention or design, there are undeniable absolute realities that occur no matter how much we may resist them. The point to grasp here is that if we are truly to live out our lives, we must do so in accord with the realities that come about no matter how much we may oppose them. Buddhism as a religion or religious teaching is founded upon this kind of truth, a truth which is embodied in what's called the four seals. These four seals summarize Buddhism. The first seal is that all phenomena are impermanent. The second is that everything is suffering. The third seal is that all dharmas are without a self. That is, things have no substantial independence, existence of their own. The fourth seal is that nirvana is tranquility. In Mahayana Buddhism, the expression shoho jisho, all things are themselves, ultimate reality, or all things are as they are, is used to make the point that everything is truth in itself. These four succinct principles are unique to Buddhism. Impermanence, shoyo mujo, means that every being, thing, dies. Life has a limited and is always in a state of uncertainty. This is the first undeniable reality. I ask you, how does the pursuit of material happiness or riches stand up against the reality of impermanence? Not very well. If we stand that way of life next to the reality of death, it completely falls apart. If happiness means having plenty of money and good health, then by the very definition, we are only going to hit rock bottom when it's time to die. So what exactly is it that we have to learn from this first undeniable reality? We have to clarify what life and death really are. In other words, we have to know clearly just what it means to be alive and what it means to die. When we clearly know what death is, we can really live out our lives. This is the most important thing we can learn from the first undeniable reality. To remain unclear about life and death can only result in our dying in great despair and bitterness. This point leads to the second undeniable reality, that all things are suffering. As long as the matter of death remains unclear, everything in the world suffers. We fight with people, we love them, we ignore them, without ever being able to truly see their suffering. The third undeniable reality is that all things lack substantial independent existence. Since nothing is substantial by itself, there is nothing to hold on to. This means our thoughts are not something to hold on to either. So the only thing to do is to let go of all that comes into our heads. When we let go of all of our motives about things, everything becomes really true. This is the fourth undeniable reality. Complete tranquility, which is also described as all things are as they are. The point being, we let go of everything. We do not create artificial attachments and connections. Everything exists in our incidental way or another. This is the present reality of life. It is the reality of that which cannot be grasped. The very ungraspability is what is absolutely real about things. Things being just as they are is also known as the suchness of things, tathagata in Sanskrit. When we let go, and that as it is the reality of life outside of which there can be no other reality, when we let go of our conceptions, there is no other possible reality than what is right now. In that sense, what is right now and here is the absolute, it's undeniable. Not only that, this undeniable reality is at the same time the reality of life that is fundamentally connected to everything in the universe. This is undeniable reality. The truth to be derived from this point is that right now is all important. Dwelling here and now is this reality. Letting go of all the incidental things that arise in our mind is what Uchiyama Roshi calls opening the hand of thought. Typically, when we think of now, we assume that there is a linear flow of time from the past into the present and forward into the future. Actually, it isn't that way at all. The truth of the matter is that all there really is now, within the present. There is a past, a present, and a future. In other words, the past and future are real and alive only in the present. As Zen students, our challenge is to realize that there is no thing outside the present. We should not allow ourselves to be shackled by the past or the future. Whether we realize it or not, we are always living our life, or living a life that is connected to everything in the universe. When we let go and become intimate with the present, we experience this connection. Master Joshu's encounter with a monk emphasizes this point. Let's return to the case. Case 37 in the Mumonkan, Joshu's oak tree. A monk asked Joshu, "What is the meaning of Bodhidharma coming to China?" Joshu said, "The oak tree in the garden." The monk's question, which was popular among ancient Zen masters, was equivalent to asking, "What is the essence of Buddhism or the truth of Zen?" Master Joshu's response, "The oak tree in the garden," points to an intimacy beyond words, beyond dualistic limitations. So in closing, he declares that when the whole universe is the oak tree, there is nothing that is not the oak tree. There is no I or myself. In other words, there is no subject-object distinction. Shimayama Roshi goes on to say, "At this very moment, you are thus reborn as your true self, which is no self. It is this no self that can get hold of the reality of the oak tree." Let me sum up with Momon's poem. Words do not convey actuality. Letters do not embody the spirit of the mind. He who attaches himself to words is lost. He who abides with letters will remain ignorant.